Good morning, guys and girls.
What's happening?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. Everyone's.
Yep, and you and yours and all of them.
All of that.
You and yours, yous and theys, theys and thems, us and ours.
And those's.
We have
Can't forget about those's. Because those's be...
We're one man down, but with one woman added, we have my sister-in-law. She's recording with us, Tyra.
We're a man down and a woman up.
Yep. What's up, babes? Hey!
Yay, we have Tyra. Yay. More female power.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I just play it.
The estrogen in the room.
the estrogen is balanced out now. We don't know about all the testosterone over there, so we just gonna leave y'all where y'all at.
Anyway,
strong like a bull.
Yes. Right.
Brother Juan.
Yeah.
Is
on vacation.
On vacation. For
hope
the
it didn't scare him too bad going up the mountains. You know him and his.
Hey, if he was smart, he just, you know, popped a couple of bennies.
I know, right? Fell out.
Laid back, was like, oh, we here?
Oh, I missed it all.
Terrible. Yo.
Yes.
Hey, he told me that, you know, he knows his limits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
but terrible. It was covered, though. It was covered.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he could take any bennies because he was driving the first leg.
Well, true.
I surely would have popped them before.
Yep.
Going up there.
He gonna need them after he switch out. Because that second leg is what's going.
That's what's gonna get him right.
That way he gonna need the bennies.
Oh, that's a long drop. Oh shit. But anywho,
never mind the beauty. He just he lets his fear override the beauty.
Yes.
In the mountains.
All the time.
Yes.
So.
How was your week, Chris?
Oh, we ain't going to do no news or nothing, huh?
Usually we do how the week was, then we do news. Larry, come on. Get it together. You and your orange juice over there.
That's high quality orange juice.
You're right. My vitamin C is low. Let me
help.
That's what we
usually do Chris, you, me, and then Juan. We could have did Tyra first since she's
There you go.
How was your week, Tyra?
It was a busy week. Let me tell you. Fooling with these people at work. I don't think any of them people are on this podcast, but.
No, we only got four.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's better. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. But it's been it was a busy week, and I'm glad it's over, and today is Valentine's Day.
Yay!
And next week is birthday week. So we got that in the past, and we just moving forward.
Yeah. Woo. We ready.
It's over. As my husband would say, it's over.
Upward and onward.
Definitely.
Damn right.
It's up.
All the time.
It's up. So how are we going to do this now, Miss Kim?
My week has been weakened. The work has been working.
Ain't it always working?
And a nigga tired.
A tired nigga be tired.
Just like Baltimore. Tired. A tired nigga.
Mission accomplished, man.
Hey, but, you know, as I always say, I'm still 10 toes down, not up. So that's always a plus.
Praise Jesus.
Always a plus. Part of the everyday struggle. You know what I mean, my brother?
The struggle is real, my brother.
Ooh. But I'm glad to be here, as Miss Silly would say.
I'm here.
So, you know, but just been chilling, celebrating the little lady's birthday month, feels like, to be honest.
Month.
It's been something every week.
Well,
we did. But I'm not mad.
I should have a gift every day.
Hey. That's a great idea.
February 1st, 2nd, 3rd.
Damn, wait a minute. Wait. Boy.
Chris, he about to roll over your head.
Hey, dog, every day. I know it's the short month, you know. But
Chris. Ooh. Well, what's wrong with it? You could do simple gifts like something, her favorite little candy, like a pack of chewing gum.
She said every day.
A scratch off with a note.
Yeah. Gotta get with the program.
I feel so lucky that I'm with you.
Get your damn finger off that button.
There you go. I like that one. Shots have been fired, bro.
Almighty. All right, Larry. So how was your week, man? Jeez.
Cause you sweating bullets, ain't you?
Look? I got warm.
We just trying to help you out.
Oh shit! And
that's right. Always trying to help.
Thank you, Larry.
Okay.
Hit it again. Yeah.
That's a shame.
It's gonna get better, Chris.
It's gonna be all right.
So, my brother, your week in review.
Lord, we're
going to
be here for a long time.
Should I go before you? I ain't never got a whole lot going on. My week was, it was all right. It was good. It's good to get back into the full swing of things after damn near 2 weeks of that mess that we had. You know what I'm saying? The money got a little funny, but you know.
I understand. Just,
you know, you weren't laughing though when the money got funny, huh?
We looking up. No, we wasn't.
Who does laugh at that?
No. We was about to, you know,
you
go back to
smile through it.
We're about to go back to, you know, old stuff, you know. Oh, shit. Get up. You know what I'm saying? Nah. I'm chicken. It wasn't that bad. So other than that, just making it through, you know what I'm saying? Life still, life and for real. Yeah. Still working on my new normals. That is an adjustment.
What's a new normal?
New normal. Well, you know, a lot of things have changed in the past month or so. Mm-hmm. Mainly, my mother gone. So, in the past, you know, podcast, you know, I was just saying that, you know, how, you know what I'm saying, just kind of moving forward, you know, there's a new normal now. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, but that's just life. I mean, things change, times and situations change, whatever, and you know, sometimes they're within our control, but a lot of times they're not. So when that happens, you got to come up with a new normal, you know, just like they told us during the pandemic, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got to look forward to what you can do and not focus so much on what you can't do.
Right.
Yeah. You got to look more at what you still have to enjoy versus what you've lost.
So that's
my new normal.
Okay. Yeah, you got to keep pushing forward.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Don't get stuck.
Upward and onward.
Yeah, to infinity and beyond. Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Yeah, that's terrible.
So, Dum Dum. I mean, Kim.
That's not nice.
It was. Nicely put.
Wasn't nice. It was normal.
There you go.
It was not a normal week.
It's normal.
Man, look.
It's normal for y'all.
Don't come in here with that.
My week, I had a week of daytime activity. I had class all week. People.
Did you learn
Monday
something?
Through Friday.
Did you learn something?
Yes, I did learn something.
I sound kinky. Daytime activities.
Well, it felt kinky to me because I was getting up doing some strange things. Waking up at 6 in the morning. Yeah. I'm like, what am I
normal
up
people
here
shit.
For?
Normal people.
Yeah, like I was just, you know, waking up looking around like,
wow, all these people awake.
Yeah, you know. So,
get out of the way. 10 minutes late.
Well, see, I wasn't 10 minutes late. I was on time every day. And I had to go, I would like to like exit 150. Because
you know
all the trucks that be getting off and on right there because it's a truck stop.
Yeah, it's two of them right there. 150,
oh, my God. The worst ever.
Yeah, 150. That's right there by the pilot, the Flying J.
It, right there.
The speed code that changed the oil.
It's a Denny's.
And the Blue Beacon that watched the trucks. Yeah, so everybody flocking
so
now.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And even at, you know, 6, well, I usually go there about 7:40, almost 8 o'clock. And I'm like, oh, it won't be that bad. Like,
oh, yes.
It's bad.
Baby.
It's terrible.
Baby.
I
hate to tell you, but look, if you can get there around 7:15
well,
and go somewhere and eat you a
I have no
egg sandwich or something. I don't know, but you
said an egg sandwich.
Yeah, some dry toast. I was getting ready to tell you to get you a biscuit, but no. I mean, you know what?
No, I couldn't. I have no reason to be there no more anytime soon because I passed my FTO class. And
what that stands for? Can you tell us? Was that classified?
Field training officer. So I'll be training the new hires that come to my team or whatever.
Oh, they in trouble.
They got Miss Gray. They do not. They're not in trouble. They're
going to be correct way.
That right, what she said. Oh, I would train them definitely the correct way.
Oh my God.
And they will know how to do every part of the job to the best of their ability.
Look at you growing and stuff.
But it wasn't worth me getting up at 8 in the, I mean at 6 in the morning to be there by 8.
Baby sissy.
And even when the instructor was like, you know, we're going to make it where y'all don't have to be there till about, you know, 8:30. I was like, oh, that's good. Mm. Traffic was still terrible. Yeah. I was like, whatever. And then some days when we would leave at 5, I mean, you know, heal us out of 4 something, traffic
oh my gosh.
I was like, just shoot me now, because it's just crazy. And, you know, people weren't wanting to let the trucks out to get, and I'm just like, here, I'm like, buddy, here, just go ahead, you just go. So the man behind one man behind me, I think he's getting a little salty, and he's like kind of blowing, and I'm like, bruh, let this big truck out. He blocking one side of traffic anyway.
Oh, he coming.
So oh yeah, because ain't nobody let him. So exactly. So you know, when he get to that point right there,
he's
tired of waiting, because he backing up stuff on the side road. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then people don't understand the struggle. Hey, the struggle is real.
We coming.
Coming
one
in,
way or another. You hook a crook. But,
you know, other than that, I happen to get up and you know, be
take
up early.
Baths and stuff, I know.
Yeah, it's just too much. Thank you. I did the best I could.
Fresh
but
ass.
I did, like I said, I passed, and that was my goal, just to pass.
Gotcha.
And
congrats.
I passed with an 87, which I was shocked, because some of the questions, I was just like, ooh.
They tried to twist you.
He was like, I don't care if I'm getting.
Yeah, no, I was like, I don't care. I was like, see, we go over
see,
this?
See.
You know.
Ridge hand to the throat. Shut the
but
up.
It was yeah, A B C.
She doing the ab back.
Like C A B B A C. ACE, you know, I'm just like going through, but it's, you know, I will. I'm good. And we celebrated some birthdays this week. February is a busy month because not only is it, you know, family members' birthday, because we had Amanda, Grayson's birthday was first, Amanda, Uncle Alvin, then Tyra, then Amani's.
Oh, I miss Uncle Alvin.
And then, yeah, Uncle Alvin's birthday today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Miss Roz.
Shout out,
see,
Big Uncle.
We got Miss Roz's. Yeah, we had, Miss Roz's birthday next week, too. Tuesday.
Oh, y'all February is like our November at our house. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody. Yeah.
So we got a lot of birthdays this month to celebrate.
And I would be remiss.
And Juju's.
Oh, yeah. Hers is today as well.
Juju's birthday is today. Jewel, let me say. Little Miss Jewel.
That's the baby. That's the baby.
Love you, Juju Baines.
Yeah.
Uncle Larry, love you, Juju.
Oh, and also, we would be remiss. Happy Black History Month.
We Black 365. What
I know,
about
but I mean, you know,
yes.
This is officially this is Black History Month. So,
this is the time of year when all the white folk who made all the money off of us recognize us for doing something.
Would they give us money back?
No.
Absolutely not.
And it's MLK. I would say MLK birthday, but it's President's Day. I think Monday or something.
Oh,
like that.
No. Yeah. President's Day, get this.
That's terrible. Oh, Larry's the one that's in charge of the noises today. So.
Shut up.
There you go. Hit her again.
But, you know, the week has been a week, and we celebrate everybody who had February birthdays. So
yes,
we can just easily do that.
Happy birthday.
And next week we'll
everyone.
Be probably going back over it again.
Yeah.
Because we have, you know, birthdays. Yeah. But it's Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's Day, like they said again.
Ding, ding.
And happy, what is that? Galentine's Day to all the gals who don't have a Valentine's.
But shouldn't Valentine's Day be, I mean, why do we have to give a day to Valentine's?
Exactly.
Valentine's
Day should be every day.
It should be every day.
It should. That's right, Chris. Larry, don't y'all look at each other like y'all crazy.
Damn, I wish we had some crickets.
I mean, I'm not saying give a gift every day.
But just show some
love, some different love.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking.
What she's saying is
I get it. But I mean, if you're in a relationship.
Yeah. Love should be shown every day.
And it is. But here's the thing, though.
Spontaneous.
Backpedal.
No, ain't nobody backpedaling nothing. No. But what I'm saying is, it's like by the same token that you're saying it should be every day, you should be looking for these things as well, because there are some things that men do that they show that they love you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That sometimes get unnoticed. And I don't mean like extra, you know, like special things, but just out of the norm and everything. Yeah. This is a way that he shows that he loves me, and he does this every day.
Uh-huh. We should. I mean, well, it's just random acts of kindness. Yeah. I mean, I like this help. It's just random acts of love, random acts of kindness. Like something as simple as, you know, you made me coffee today. I appreciate that. That's showing some type of love. Mm-hmm. You didn't make it for me, though. But I'm like, well, you didn't have to make a big pot of coffee. Whoever made coffee. Probably Tyra.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I did. It was me.
No, you didn't.
No,
I
didn't.
Today?
See, my brother do love me because he made coffee. Even though it was a big pot, I just made it so I could feel special.
Well, we don't have any more pods, so.
Thank you, Tyra. So that's why he made a big pot. So now I don't feel special no more.
It just makes sense to make a big pot if other people going to be drinking. It's common sense.
See, now your reply should have been, no, sissy, because I love you so much.
No, I knew we usually like drinking coffee.
It's okay.
So why not make
Chris,
a
you're my
coffee?
Brother. You can lie to me every now and then. Okay? Every now and then.
Moving on.
Anyway, any weekly news? I know the government shut down. That's about, they were talking about that.
I'm not political like that.
I'm not political, but they came up on my feed. They said a temporary shutdown.
Yeah,
it was as of midnight mm-hmm. last
certain
night.
Departments.
You know, yeah,
certain
departments. The Democrats are really standing on their on their business right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know how realistic it is or how it's going to turn out. But they really because like they've pretty much from what I understand and what I've seen, it's like they have put their you know, they got a list of demands, and they're not backing down. So it's like, and they're, you know, I feel like in the media, whatever, they're being vilified for standing on their business. But at the same time, when the Republicans stand on their business like that, you know what I'm saying? They're being American, and they're looking out for the – but that depends on which news outlet, you're getting it from.
Yeah.
You know, so –
Well, on that note, everyone, please, you know, this is early voting. Mm-hmm. So please get out there and vote the right way.
Vote your conscience.
Yeah.
However, it's going to affect you.
Yeah.
And this is, yeah.
This is going to be an important election coming up.
Always important.
And that's one thing I'm glad you said that. Like, I've been looking at it, and usually I don't vote in, like, primaries and stuff like that. But now, and it's a shame because I'm, you know, 50 years old, I'm just now understanding how the system works. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, I took a civics class. Mm-hmm. Did I pass it? Yes. Does that mean that I understood how did everything work?
No. Right.
So, you know, but now I'm getting to the point where it's like, okay, now I see the importance of it. Mm-hmm. So, with that, I don't know if I'm going to have any opportunities, but I this is the opportunity right here. So I'm sharing that with everybody just to say that, you know what I'm saying? Do what you can. Talk to people. If you know, like with me, I'm sharing this over a broad platform so that, you know, I can, you know, hopefully at least spark something in somebody to, you know, start a change like I have. But yeah. Now I get it because and I don't like it because it's still a system, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want to say that it's almost like slavery. I mean, because we don't have much of a choice. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it feels like, how do I choose the lesser of the two evils? Because ain't neither one of them really got my interests in mind.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Use your own discernment.
Yeah. So, but yeah, thank you for bringing that up.
And do your due diligence to look. If you don't know, I always tell people, we Google everything else to find out things about nothing. I'm going to say we Google nothing a lot of times.
Yeah.
So just like, you know, these people who are running for even your local stuff, look them up. If you don't know nothing about them, just look them up a little bit, you know, and check them out and see how their views, coincide or whatever with your views, your perspective and stuff like that. And
pull your jacket back, baby.
You know.
Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah, because sometimes it's cut. Either that or put it on your jacket.
Oh, I could put it on my jacket.
Yeah, put it on your jacket. Yeah.
Shut up, boy.
But
But
oh,
Lord,
a beard hit it.
Larry, don't coach. Now you know what? I had y'all a very special.
I didn't see that coming. That was a good one. Give me some.
Two dummies.
My bad, girl.
Oh, that was good.
I need to trim my goatee now, so don't worry about yours.
You know what? I'm not fooling with y'all because y'all were too clowns.
Love you, sis.
Y'all were clowning. Y'all were clowning around. Mm. But yeah, all jokes aside, you know, do your work to investigate the people, especially your local representatives. Local is, I mean, you know, the
this,
big
this ticket
is
where it all starts.
Yeah, local start from where these people are touchable. And they can really affect your living, your local living is what I call it. I mean, you know, just tax, you know, you're like the counties and all these people dealing with
because basically
your school
all you're
boards
doing
and
is,
stuff.
Is, yeah, because you're choosing a team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're choosing the team and which team is going to do the less damage to you. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way I'm looking at things for myself is whichever team, like I said, the lesser of the two evils, you know, to.
Sad but true.
Try to turn some stuff around because,
Because we do really have kids and we want our kids to be, you know, I mean, our kids are young adults. Most of our kids are young adults. Mm-hmm. You know, we do want them to have some people that's going to really take care of them in the long run as well.
We can't. That's right.
You know,
and we really, I would love to see some reform on some of these terms and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because it's ridiculous. There is no way that somebody should be in an office for 20-something years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They already done chose their team. You know which way they're going to go.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, and it really bothers me right now how Trump has so many people. All right, hold on. Let's back up. Let's not even put a name on it. But.
You already have.
If anything, well, yeah, I did. So I'm trying to clean it up. But I mean, you know, like, you look back in history and you look at, like, what was my man's name? Ted Bundy, you know, and everybody, you know what I'm saying? Drinking the Kool-Aid or whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
What is the difference? Because you see the same type of loyalty and following for both of them. One is for evil, one says he's for good, but you know, one is doing more damage than, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Cult-like mentality.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So then when you look at these politicians, it's been in here for 20 and 30 years or whatever, and it's just like, you know, like, for prime example, this this local commercial that they're running with Sam Page and everything, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, Sam Page got busted. You know what I'm saying? Like, this grown-ass man... This grown ass man, you know what I'm saying, is speaking his mind, and y'all saying that, oh, he's fighting against the word, you know, just because it's something that one man thinks is right, then all of you guys, I mean, cause come on, really? According to Donald Trump, he pisses excellence in the morning. Yeah. He has no one's ever, you know, everything that he does is perfect. A first. And it's unlike anybody else. And I'm sorry. Yes, there are exceptional people in the world. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is, everything you do can't be a fucking first.
No.
Everything you do can't be the greatest of everything.
He doesn't have a team that's going to, with nobody that's giving him really
they don't
resistance.
Check him.
Yeah, they don't ever be like, hey, bud, that's too much.
He was the first to say he wants to grab men the pussy.
And it's,
he wasn't the first to say that on the TV. Yeah, he was the first to say that.
For me, it's scary to see how people just stand behind him and whatever he says, they just willing to back it. And these people are in very powerful places. They make a lot of money to do what they do. Mm-hmm. And supposedly they're our representatives. You know, all of these politicians are supposed to be representative of the people. Supposedly.
Well, what does he have over them for them to be that, like, no one is stepping out saying
they just don't want to be exiled? Because
the only thing that I can come up with on that is just the greed and how, you know what I'm saying? And maybe, and like I said, I think they're kind of brainwashed into, you know, whatever vision he has. But and that's why I say it's a brainwash, because how can you depend on one man to fix a nation?
Yeah,
has it ever happened? Does it ever work?
Well, this will be the first time because it's Donald Trump. You know, he's going to do it all.
Then the tactics that he's using, you know, to, you know, well, I'm going to put leverage over here to force this and leverage over here to force that. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that's being done within our personal government.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, within the U.S. government. Which directly affects us. So it's like all those people up there, it's hard not to just say they just in it for themselves and they don't give a damn about us. They say what they want, what they think we want to hear to get them in office. And then once they get in office, they got their own agenda.
And that's why it's important to investigate these people, especially I say the local people, like these people who's on the school boards, these sheriffs, all that good stuff, because these are the people who can really, you know, screw up some stuff locally, you know. But, you know, anyway, don't get me started on sharing.
But make regardless, sure you vote something. It starts on the bottom level.
Yeah.
And this is the level where, you know, if you've been informed or are starting to be informed or want to be informed, now is the time to start making a difference.
Yeah.
Because it starts at the bottom. You make the right decisions on the bottom level, it's going to go up.
But I just can't understand. I mean, I'm looking at this where Trump's approval rating slipped to the lowest level. Mm. Well, the first term, his first term was at 40%.
Mm.
This term now is 37%. Ugh. It's just not adding up.
Look, we chilling.
But anyway.
He's going to do what he does best. He's like a, in my, this is just my perspective, my opinion. He's like a gangster. He's just a, he's making gangster moves. He's doing stuff like, I don't give a crap. You know, I'm the president of the United States. I got power. I got money. People don't respect him, but they do enable his behavior.
But people like gangster stuff.
I say some people do like gangsters, but when you're dealing with people's lives, a nation, I mean, you know, you're dealing with a lot of people, like the stuff that he does, he has a lot of people's lives in jeopardy. And that's just not, you don't want a gangster as president. Let's just say if President Obama would have been a gangster, he wouldn't have been there long. They didn't even want the man to be black. They didn't even want him to be a citizen. I mean, you know, so everything, you know, so, you know, it's just, just make sure you, everybody goes out and vote. Do your share. Do what you can to make sure you vote and be proactive in your
And just in case, I do want to mention this. I know I don't know how to get the information that I need. But one place to start is where I'm going to go. Fox 8, they have, you know, you can go on their website and, you know, there's other outlets out there that are doing it that will give you sample ballots to let you know who's on the ballot. So before you go, you can, like Kim and everybody else was saying, you can Google these people and, you know, get an idea for what these people stand for and, you know, what they want to do. Make sure you look back into their track record. You know,
you can go on the go to your county website, look up Board of Elections.
Yep.
And you can get the ballot from there as well. Print it off.
And do your sample sheet. And then when you go, you could be in and out because you could
pull up Google.
Yeah.
Who some of these people are. You get there. Yes.
And they will appreciate that at the polling place.
Mm, that's true, because that'll make it go by as, you know, fast, mm-hmm. fast as possible. But this is our conclusion with our weekly news, weekly review, I guess. I was trying to see what we stopped at the last time. That's what I was asking you, Chris.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. But
just start from this week. I mean, what's the point? Because yeah. y'all was pretty active this week, too.
Yeah.
Were we active this week?
Yeah, he's pretty active.
Yeah, you were.
Everybody.
Started Chris. Sunday.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sunday?
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if it started Sunday. I'm thinking Friday after okay. we got
mad. Juan posted this.
I mean, Saturday.
Okay. Yeah,
Saturday.
This
yeah.
is this is what Juan posted. We're going to play this, okay?
Mm-hmm. I've had a real controversial viral moment about choosing the kids or the man. Mm. I want to know,
yeah.
has your opinion changed on that? So the moment was, you were asked the question on your podcast, if your ship was sinking and you had to save either your kids or your man, you could only choose one, who would you choose?
My husband.
There you go.
10,000%. This is what's crazy to me. And I'm probably going to eat all, I don't say what y'all want. I don't care. Biblically speaking, order of the household, God, my spouse, my kids, everybody else. Mm. How do I save something that comes from me and not the thing that is of me? Mm. If two become husband one and me. We are one, how do I go and save the multiplied? This is the original unit. And yes, of course, it sounds insensitive to say I can have more kids. And I'm also speaking from logic and not experience. But this is what I know. Most people don't like their spouse. Most people are married. They're not husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are just married to a person that you really don't like, and low-key you'd be high-key relieved that your husband or your wife is dead,
mm-hmm.
and then you'd be able to raise your kids, I understand why you would choose your kids.
For sure.
But if this is your once-in-a-lifetime, platinum needle in a haystack, lover, soulmate, best friend, ace, boon, coon, and this is the one time that you have, that you've spent all this time teaching your person how to love you and vice versa, I can't choose my children. I can't.
That's true.
There's no God, spouse, children, everybody else. I don't think people value
marriage
for what it really is.
So this is my point of view on it. With me having two kids, mm-hmm. and that's like my heart outside of my body, but he's also my heart outside of my body.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Before we even got married, what I used to tell you, I love you like I gave birth to you. I can't imagine saying that I would choose my kids or my husband, because I feel like I couldn't choose either. I feel like my perspective is I would die trying to save both.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have to say I agree with the last statement.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that is a lose-lose situation.
True.
You know, and one is going to, I do understand, you know, the biblical aspect of it. I know, boy, Juan, but there you go, buddy.
What would Juan say?
But just at the, you know, on that level, I get what she's saying, mm-hmm. and that does make sense. But in the practicality, or in the, I ain't gonna say practicality, but like when the rubber meets the road, mm-hmm. like physically, you know, in the moment, nah, both of y'all stand behind me.
Yeah.
Y'all get together. Y'all stay together. And I'm going to do what I can to shield all of y'all until I can't no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good.
But that's also coming from a man perspective. Mm-hmm. So to say that she would do that from a woman's perspective, you know, if she were to say that I would save my kids, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I also find value in that as well, mm-hmm. because even though she may not be able to make any more kids, mm-hmm. she can instill into those kids mm-hmm. and help change the world.
That's it. That's what I look at. Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, if I was, you know, married,
what I'm
saying? I would.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because your man is your man. And yes, he makes stuff possible and he makes life great or whatever. But at the end of the day, he is who he is. Mm-hmm. And he's already done his part at that point in time mm-hmm. to change the world, because he helped you produce those kids. Just because he couldn't finish the race, you can still finish the race strong for both of y'all through those kids.
Yeah, no, I still, I mean, yeah, I see that, but if I had a husband.
FTK.
She'll be saving the kids.
I'll be saving. I would, because, you know, and I think of it like, you know, to go through life alone, it has to be a miserable life. And kids and all that stuff is well and good. Your kids will, they'll grow up, they'll leave you. Your spouse will grow old with you. Kids will move across the universe, and you'll be still sitting at home after you realize, damn, I should have just saved my spouse. Yeah. Because your kids are meant to grow and leave.
Yeah.
Your husband is meant to grow with you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, on behalf of, you know, single people, I think to be single at this age, sometimes it just gets lonely. You just want somebody to rub your feet up against or something. I mean, you know, and, you know, kids aren't there for that. And sometimes you just want companionship, and, you know, kids are not going to give you that. Sometimes you want to stimulate conversation, and a lot of times kids ain't going to give you that.
But you said you was going to save the kids.
No, I'm not going to say. I'm going to save my husband.
Oh.
I would save my husband.
Oh. You're not going to save no kids.
No.
FTK.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, because kids are, you know, you can go in, like you said, you can go in. Adopt a kid. You can go in and see somebody with a baby and be like, well, you know, can I be their godparents? You know, whatever. So you can still cultivate, you know, and instill good in children without your, you know, so I would say my husband.
I'm about like you, Larry. I die trying to save.
Yeah, I'm not making a choice.
If you have to pick. You know, I always tell people.
I understand. If you have to I understand, pick, but I won't.
I would pick.
Pick
my husband.
Yeah. I won't pick. I so I'm gonna die, but I'm gonna die fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would die trying.
I mean, it's okay. The fight is okay, but if you had one arm to grab one person, and you had two kids, do you have to pick? So let both of them. Would you gonna pick one kid?
Hold on to me.
I'm gonna use that one arm to point to them to go behind me.
Give me my spouse, please. Spouse for 300, please. Spouse for 300, because kids grow older and they tend to forget your sacrifices and everything you did. But your spouse knows the sacrifices. Your spouse knows the struggle. And in most cases, you know, y'all, you know, grown and cultivated this life together. You know, so kids don't get that. They never do. Never until you're dead, you know. So why would I save a child who is not gonna, you know, who doesn't understand and appreciate what my spouse and I?
Well, if they're young, they don't have that. I mean, there might be babies.
What do they know? It's a,
damn, they don't know no better already.
What do they know?
How they gonna know the difference?
You know,
they ain't old enough to understand you.
No one will ever know. No one will ever know. A child is innocent. A child hasn't lived a life. A child has no memory. Exactly. I mean, you know, my partner, my spouse is my, that's my, you know, that's my, they say that's my better half.
Oh,
you gonna let your better half die?
Kim says, dang, oh no.
I'm sorry.
They remember shit as it goes on right now.
Kids are a blessing, and don't get it twisted.
Oh my God.
But she could be like, hey, but they're cursed too.
Yeah, that right there. Because as adults, we know what we do as parents, as adults. We know the sacrifices.
That's funny.
You know, kids have a clue. And even if they see the iceberg of something, exactly, they don't understand until we're gone. And then, you know, and then that's the crazy thing. Like, I could use myself. My mom, I watched her sacrifice and stuff growing up. And, you know, as a kid, I'm like, I don't know why we can't have this. I don't know why, you know. And I didn't understand, but as an adult, I see some of her struggle as a single parent. And, you know, I would have been like, I would never have these three kids. You know, in my mind, I'd have been like,
I gave two of these away.
Something. Because it was hard. I mean, I know it was hard on her then, but, you know, even now,
right?
You know, to put everything in real time,
mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, I commend her for her efforts, you know. But, yeah, if I could. Me and my husband, I mean, especially if we solid. I mean, we solid. I'm like, you know,
so if we ain't solid.
Yeah, if we ain't solid.
It's time to go to work.
Every man for themselves. But if we had a healthy place and I had to choose my child over my husband, I would choose my husband. You know, now I ain't saying if my child is 24 years old and I, you know what I'm saying? She's an adult now. But I'm saying if she's like a young child, want, you know, they don't have that retention. They can't remember. They're not gonna, you know. But me and my husband have lived a full life. You know, like when people say,
"Huh?"
Well, I'm just saying. How you want me to say? Well, I would rather choose.
No, we good. You know, completely understood. completely.
You know. Mm-hmm. I do my best to be, you know, earnest and stuff, but you know, with that,
yeah.
You know, you choose who you love, those who you know love you, yeah. And if it's your spouse, you know they rock with you. Kids sometimes be like, "I wish you were dad," you know. You be like, "Oh, you do?
Oh, bye bye, okay. Nigga."
Yeah. So you know, in that, I agree. Exactly.
Rock a bye, baby.
But
lullaby his ass.
So Tyler, yeah. What did you say?
Nope, she said nothing.
Oh well, yeah. We,
well,
did you say
it? Don't matter. Cause I don't have any kids.
But
so
if you did, this is.
Well, I don't. So I guess I'll be saving my husband. Huh?
Well, we both save our husband, and I got a kid. So what? You know, throw the stones at me. I don't care.
Oh my God.
But I'm gonna have somebody rub my feet up against.
Bentley or Chris?
Bentley.
We need a cricket button. Oh, God, we need a cricket button. Shit.
It would be Chris because I can get another dog.
Oh.
Let me pet you on your head.
Oh, see. Now you got to say woof, woof like a big dog.
he already his legs already jumping over them shit.
Oh, y'all
stupid.
Oh, what you got next? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say some things in life are replaceable.
Yeah, that's true, though.
You know, let's see. We're going to go to this one right here. Mm. Okay. Oh, right here. I think I sent this one. Let's see. I think.
You feel becomes an emotion.
There's one message you could tell a youth about life.
How you think creates how you feel. How you feel becomes an emotion. That emotion becomes a vibration. That vibration becomes a magnet that attracts things to you, also repels things away from you. Only think about what you want. Forget about what you don't want. Never speak about what you don't have. If it's no enemy on the inside of your mind, no enemy on the outside could ever do you or your body any harm. Don't look out the window. Look in the mirror. Fuck what they say. Fuck how they feel. Do you do what you want to do and be good at it? Just make sure what you do is good to you and for you.
Right. One message.
Damn. I get what he's saying. You know, I was thinking he was like, you know, like the energy that you put out is what you get, or whatever vibration, as he said, you know, which that's kind of like
you attract that, what energy you put out.
Exactly. That's how I kind of took it.
Which I don't believe that.
Really?
Sometimes you can put out good vibes and get that's what I'm saying. People.
And that's just it.
That's kind of like
because
karma.
If you look at it like that, I mean, you know, it's like a magnet.
Yeah.
You know, because he did say something about
opposites,
you know,
attract.
A prime example.
Exactly.
Though. But see, a lot of times, you know, they say like, certain people come in the room and you can just bring the party, you know, or you know, just
suck
or
the air out of
somebody
the room.
Could come, somebody could come in and they just all kinds of messed up and it just like kills
the
whole
vibe.
Vibe.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's what I'm thinking that is talking about. So I kind of agree with it, you know. Also, I try, if I'm trying to have a good time, I ain't gonna want to be around no.
Yeah, but I took it as him saying like. I took it as him being like, you know what I'm saying? If you think it,
you can be it.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah. You know.
Well, a lot of times, you know, it's like kind of like a mind thing. Just like
it is a mind thing, but I mean, it's not always, you know, just to throw a blanket statement out there like that is, I think that does a disservice. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to have some people that are going to be like, oh, you know. And then he's like, you know, be great at it. All right, well, you know, just because you think you great doesn't make you great.
Facts. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, once again, that's a disservice. It puts people into a false sense of security just because they enjoy doing something. You know what I'm saying? And that might not be what's going to get them to where they want to be. That might not be what makes them a millionaire.
Yeah, true. But I think it's just the perspective of thinking of,
it is,
you know,
very positive thinking.
Yeah, positive thinking. Yeah. Not necessarily thinking, I'm the best at it, like our president.
Right.
But just thinking, okay, when I wake up every day, Even though, and I obviously
people, you piss excellence too.
I do.
I know.
And I poop a rainbow scented things, you know.
Ooh, but, rainbow scented.
Yes, rainbow scented. Mm. But you know, you have to think it in order to be it a lot of times.
And that sounds like a lie.
Speaking positivity. Speaking,
yeah, into yourself.
Into existence.
That's why like the whole positive affirmations. Like sometimes people get up every day and be like, oh, yes. God, it's gonna be terrible. No, you wake up and be like, all right, today gonna be better than yesterday. All right, you know, the sun might not be shining, but I'm gonna shine anyway. I mean, you know, like little, and I always tell people, it's really a mindset.
It is. Because mine is totally different. It I is, get that though.
You know, but. It's easy to come up, to wake up and be down.
Right.
You know, because no one, and truthfully, no one's ever really where they want to be in life.
Right.
Even the
right.
richest person ain't where they want to be. So you can mm-hmm. imagine if you having to go do the hustle and bustle every day, you know, you might find 1 out of 10 person, and I'm saying that one would be one, who enjoys what they do every day. You yep. know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But the average person is not really happy. We're going to say like happy, happy, internally happy, not like
content.
You know, not just, you know,
just
faking
grateful
it.
To have.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just to be where they're at. Everybody, you would think everybody wants to strive for more.
Yeah.
No one's ever content making, you know, the person who makes 60 want to make 70. The person who makes 70 want to make 80. The one who want to make 80 want to make 90. You know, on up the line. And everybody wants to be a millionaire. But we all know the average person isn't going to put in all that goes in there. But it don't mean they're going to wake up and be like, well, I'm never gonna make it. Oh, it's just terrible. You know, you still want to wake up being optimistic and positive mm-hmm. about, well, okay, I woke up today. That's good. That's a good start. All right. Well, yep. I woke up. Damn, I got a flat tire. But you know, at least my car crunk. I mean, you know, you got to sometimes.
Yeah,
you have to learn to filter through the shit.
Like I was saying earlier. Yeah. You got to be able to look
beyond the circumstances sometimes.
Beyond what's in front of you and you know, look deeper and be like, all right, you know, I know I have that attitude of when something it sounds weird, feels weird, but you know, I'm the type of person when something go wrong, I look at it and be like, damn. And then the first thing I do is say, what could be worse than this?
Yeah. I never asked what could be, because I already know in the back of my mind what could be worse.
But at least at that point in time, I can start speaking like, well, you like you said, at least it crunk up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, but the brakes ain't releasing. All right, well, it crunk up.
Yeah.
And when I get this done, it's going to be warm in that cab because the heat working too.
Heat
you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go and crank the heat up now.
Exactly.
It's going to feel good in 20 minutes if I ever get this
cold.
But if I can't get it, I know I can jump in here and get warm. You know, it's all in your perspective, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And from my perspective, I don't necessarily wake up and be like, you know, like, oh, today's going to be a great day. But I wake up and I'm like,
I do.
Mm.
I have to.
I can see it may be tough, and I'd be like, I'm going to make it, though. I don't know what's about to happen, but whatever's about to happen, I'm going to make it. And it may suck, but I'm going to make it.
It's different for women, because women have different struggles, I believe, than men. Because men have most men have a different outlook on life than women do. Yeah, thank you. Good catch. Uh-oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
But
sorry.
But for the most part, it's always good to have a good perspective.
Yeah.
I'll wrap up.
I would say, you know, that goes into play when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a lazy eye, and I still do. So.
Looks like it's working good.
Mm. So, you know, growing up, my mom will always, stand me in the mirror and say, you know, look in the mirror. You say this, you are beautiful. You are beautiful.
And that's good.
You are this. Speaking positive things into me, because she knew what I was going to face outside of those doors once I left the house. You know, it was going to be, you know, whether somebody talking about me or sounding on me or whatever, because, you know, kids could be cruel.
Real cruel.
Yeah.
So, you know, she was just instilling these great values in me to boost my
esteem.
Yeah. So, you know, when I got older or went outside those doors, mm-hmm. I will be ready for what was going to face me. And yeah. So I tell people, you know, speak these things, speak positive things, mm-hmm. get in the mirror, get, you know, it's okay to get in the mirror or have a little mirror or, you don't even need a mirror sometimes.
You just say, I am great.
I'm beautiful. You know, so if we do a lot of, you know, more of that, you know, I think we'll all be great.
And that's the truth. Very, very true. Mm-hmm. Don't need a mirror. Just wake up and say, hey, I did it. You're looking good today.
Well, your mom did that for you? And I'm like, yeah.
All parents don't do that.
I mean.
That's true. You have a lot of parents that instill a lot of negative in kids. Yeah. You black, you ugly, and you know, like on them color purple, you know, you. But it's good that, you know, your mom, you know, instilled that, you know, in you. So it comes easy now. But you have a lot of people who, you know, grew up saying, you're gonna be just like your daddy, you're ugly, you're this, you're that, you know, whatever. Are you going to be just like your mama? You ain't going to be worth nothing. You're going to do and that people don't realize your words have power. But your words have power only if you allow those words to have power over you. Like I tell people can say whatever they want to say about me, but I know. Number one, I know whose I am. I know how I am, so I don't really worry about that. But, you know, I'm beyond those, the ages of where your words hurt my feelings. You hurt my feelings. No. But, you know, people who, there are adults who still allow people to influence their life by what they say, you know, too. But, you know, all that being said, it's important to have a positive outlook, even though you might not give yourself positive affirmations every morning, Larry. It's a good thing to do.
It makes it you feel beautiful. It just feels like a form of brainwashing to me.
What's wrong with you brainwashing yourself? What's wrong with you being your number one?
What's wrong with you being your number one hype man? No, I am my number one hype man.
Okay, and but me, you said it's me brainwashing.
Me being my number one hype man is me saying that I'm going to get through it. It's not saying that I'm going to have a great day.
Well, that's
a relative term. That's open to personal interpretation. You know, so, you know what I'm saying? And personally, I'm not looking for great days. Mm-hmm. I'm looking to be able to you know, get... I'm at a plateau, and you know, so I want to ride this out. And when it's time to climb again, I'll be ready to climb. But how I get there is going to be different, because if I sit there and I tell myself, "Oh, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day," and I end up having a fucked up day, now where am I at? I made it. I knew I was going to make it this morning. Well, I made it. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not even going to hype myself up, because I don't know. See, I don't know what the day is going to bring.
Nobody does.
Exactly. But I'm not gonna set myself up for...
That's not setting yourself up. That's just speaking great things.
Putting it in the air. So if greatness... And you know, if you wake up and you say, "God, today, oh, it's raining. Today going to be terrible, man." So it is. But I don't do that. Some people do.
I understand that. But like I said, for me, you know, I wake up and I say, "Oh, it's raining."
All right.
Well, not only all right, but it's like it's raining. So I know automatically there are certain problems inherently that come with rain. Motherfuckers is going to be driving crazy today. Whether you a truck driver or not, when that rain hit, you know you got to put on your game face and be watching, because you still got these people out here that's out here speeding and driving crazy like it's dry. Then you got the people out here that's scared because it's raining and think they going to spin out and damn wreck just because the damn road look a little shiny. You know, but, and then you got the people that are just trying to, you know, they focus, they know what they got to do, they ain't trying to drive crazy, they trying to make good time, but you know, there's a balance between all of that. And you got all of this shit colliding at one time, so yes.
But you waking up and you saying, we only can control us, and we know this. Mm-hmm. We can't control no outside elements. I can't control nothing that happens outside of, you know, my right here. I mean, there's still stuff in a house that we can't control. But when I wake up, when I say, "Yo, today gonna be a pretty good day," you know, I can already have it in my head. So when I do walk outside and see that it's a flat tire, I'm like, you know, it's still going to be a good day. That's all right. This ain't nothing. You know, we always know it could be worse. But I don't think it's brainwashing to for me to wake up and say, you know, oh, today's going to be better than yesterday. Or, you know, just something, putting something positive, and I say putting something positive in the air.
In that particular scenario,
yes.
I agree with you on that. Because,
but it's not brainwash.
That part isn't.
Yeah.
As far as me saying, okay, today will be better, because now that primes what we both agreed on earlier, mm-hmm. that, you know, all right, so now my attitude and my perspective of the day is in my control.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So to me, there's a big difference between saying today is going to be better than yesterday, because you can always pick out what was fucked up about yesterday mm-hmm. and compare it to what's not happening today.
We can dissect any day and make it worse.
Yeah, I'm saying, but the way that you start that day, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But to say that today is going to be a great day.
Oh, great, Mike. Today's going to be a good day. How about good? Is good good enough?
No.
Okay, today's going to be an okay day.
Today is going to be a day, and I'm going to do the best I can with this day. And tomorrow, I will be able to say,
it's going to be another day.
It's another day, but yeah. You know what? I did do better yesterday than I did the day before. Well, and it's all in perspective. I'm not saying that you're wrong.
No, I mean,
I'm just saying that, you know what I'm saying? For me, the people who are overly, what I consider to be overly positive, and it's just, oh, it's just going to be a great day just because I said it's going to be a great day, it's not necessarily going to turn out that way. And for me and my personality, mm-hmm. I'm setting myself up for failure, because if I'm telling myself all day long that it's going to be a great day and all this shitty stuff start happening and mm-hmm. popping up, eventually I'm going to fall the other way. So I choose to wake up my days, and I recognize what challenges are going to be inherent, or, you know what I'm saying, what challenges I may have, and just know that, okay, I may be a little extra challenged today, but I got what it takes within me
to get through it.
Okay. And like good. I said, we're basically saying the same thing in two different ways on two different levels. You know, and
you
I was
tomato,
saying,
I say tomato. That's all. Same, exactly. Spelled the same way.
Mm-hmm. They both make spaghetti sauce.
Valid point. Touche. I think this next video, Juan posted this.
What was that?
You know, every once in a while, you can come to a video that's so funny that you completely miss the message hidden in plain sight. But I got you. Preparation does not guarantee participation. Some people will ignore the space you made and still feel justified. This is a common message, really, to express the dangers of expecting you from other people. So here are four messages you can pull from this entire video. Stop expecting people to pour with precision when they never paid attention to your preparation. Number two, you didn't fail to prepare. No, you just handed your expectations to the wrong hands. Number three is a hard pill to swallow, but it's the truth. Some people, they didn't miss your intentions. They ignored it. And lastly, which might contradict the last one, but you know, you got to take truth where you can get it. But let's not assume that everyone is ignoring your intention, because at the end of the day, some people are just incapable of recognizing it. And that's okay.
Now, what nobody seen, I'm going to say what the video was, a picture of a man pouring, he's getting service at a restaurant, and he has a big pile of rice. So he takes the rice and he puts a hole in the middle so he can get gravy on everything. And the waiter takes and put the gravy on the side instead of putting it in the hole that the man had made provision for. Okay. And so that's what a video,
about. Okay, so that's the analogy.
Yeah, that's the analogy. How like the man, he took and had that big pile of rice, and then he took and made a hole so the man mm-hmm. could put the gravy in there and everything mm-hmm. could get, and then the man put the gravy on the side. You know?
Uh-huh.
So that's like, you know, your intentions might be one thing, you know, for one, you know, and someone else might basically have another.
Well, yeah, I get that. I mean, because in that case right there, it's like, the waiter does what the waiter does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the waiter's like, I'm here to do my job. Yeah. I'm not here to make you happy. I'm not here to, you know, give you the provisions, you know, fulfill the provisions that you made. I got a job to do. I drop gravy on plates.
Actually, you are.
That's what the fuck it did.
You're the waiter. You're supposed to wait on me.
Well, that wasn't the waiter.
I know, but sometimes
the server.
The intentions are we have to tell people what we want. Because
exactly.
It's not.
That's what I was going
to
hit on.
Yeah, we have to tell them because
I can't
he didn't.
Assume.
Yeah, assume he didn't know. So that person should have said.
But he did
can
point
you
to
pour
the,
that.
But he did point to the hole, though. He did, and the dude
I know,
did just drop
what,
it on the side.
If he wasn't paying attention,
say,
yeah,
your words
your
have
words,
power.
Right.
If I say this is what I want, mm-hmm. I want. Such and such. If I tell you I want two creams, yeah, your words have meaning. If I say I want two creams and coffee in my coffee, and you just come up to me and just give me coffee and be like, you want anything else? I'm like, well, didn't I say I want two creams in my coffee? Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I understand you want to give me coffee, but I told you, you know, what I wanted. But you know, sometimes people's, you know, they have different, especially if you don't speak what you want,
right?
Because as I've always been told, a closed mouth never gets fed. If you hungry and you sitting there with white mouth, I'm going to just let you sit there with white mouth.
I'm going to give you a napkin. You need to wipe that.
You
right
know,
there.
I'm not going to sit there and be telling me, well, what's wrong with you? What's wrong? Mm-hmm. No, if you hungry, say, hey, can I have some of that? And I'm like, sure. But just sitting there looking, licking your lips ain't going to help none. You know, but
I'm going to be like, you need some chapstick.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, what's wrong? Why your lips looking like that? Yeah. Lick your lips. See, you need a rag? Wipe your mouth off.
Yeah, I need some right now.
You know.
Just put the Carmex on the table and slide it over.
I ain't telling you what to do, but I suggest you do this.
I ain't telling you what to do. I'm just telling you what needs to be done.
Uh-huh. My intentions are to give you the best advice ever, and I'm giving you this.
Yes.
Let me see. This is another one that Juan had did sent.
Mm-hmm. Are bought by poor people.
Mm-hmm.
76. When I heard the data, I couldn't process it. I'm like, no, this can't be true. It's not just it's poor working middle class people are striving.
Mm-hmm.
My point is it's not purchased by the wealthy. That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
When you go look at the Louis Vuitton store and look who's in line.
Mm-hmm.
During COVID, the lockdown, mm-hmm. you saw the line. That was not wealthy people. Mm-hmm. It was us.
That's right.
Right? We're aspiring. You know, no difference why somebody wants a Coca-Cola or they want an iPhone, right? We got $2,000 iPhones and only have $2 in our bank account. A lot of social media is the psychologist that we never got, the shrink that we never got,
mm-hmm.
the healing we never got. And consumerism, if we're not lucky, if we're not careful today, it's a new colonizer. Because they got your attention. They got your algorithms.
Mm-hmm.
They've got your focus. And if you're not careful, they also got your money. And most things in balance are good things. Alcohol in balance will lower your blood pressure.
Mm.
Drugs in balance are prescribed.
Mm.
Sleep in balance is a great thing. Too much, and that's depression. You know, too much sleep is just not a good. Too much of anything is not a good thing. Mm-hmm. So we got these INGs that have taken over our lives because we're depressed. In my opinion, I think that most African Americans, I don't have a stat for this, I just believe it, are clinically undiagnosed depressed, and we don't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a bunch of INGs: scrolling, shopping, drinking, drugging, sleeping, traveling, not dealing, not healing.
Abusing,
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, and it's all a distraction. But what better mechanism for somebody who's depressed than something with immediate gratification?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Social media
mm-hmm.
is immediate gratification. 76%.
Yeah, you can tell that come from Juan.
Yeah. That's deep, Greg.
Well, no, huh? But you know, he's very vocal about consumerism,
mm-hmm.
and that is, it is a problem. It is very true, you know. And I think the problem with that is, you know, it's become a status symbol. You
yep.
know, instead of the status symbol being, oh, this dude got, you know. a regular house and a car and a truck versus, oh, this dude, you know, staying with his mama, but he drive a Jag, girl.
Great example. No, I'm just joking.
But, but that's, you know, it's the consumerism, you know what I'm saying? It's the fact of what it appears to be, and, you know, people comparing their highlight reel to their real life.
And plus, a lot of times, you see what you see online, people try to want to be that, and what you see online is not their true life.
No.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to glamorize it.
Exactly.
But that's what they know now.
That's the sad thing. And the fact of, you know, how he said about, you know, it's like colonization. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because they're using these brands. Or I could see where someone could say that, you know, they're using these brands, because then you got people looking at people's like, oh, okay, well, girl, he wearing Avias. You know, look at this broke motherfucker over.
But they comfortable.
You know what I'm saying? Well, hey, but if your feet set up for that, cool. But mine ain't. Right. Yeah. So yes, I wear Nikes, but I can afford Nikes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if I buy the Nikes that I can afford, I put it that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna spend, you know, $350 on a pair of damn shoes. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm only with one outfit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Go with one outfit, either that
pair of jeans,
or, you know, and there's some people that they'll spend that money, but they'll wear that one pair of shoes out. So it's like, to me, that's a waste. You know, you spending that much money, you know what I'm saying? And you know you're going to have them fucked up in 3 to 6 months.
Yep, that's a lot.
Especially if you're wearing them every day.
That'd be before.
You know,
so crazy. I get it.
Agree with that. Don't never, you know, go on social media, look at somebody's page and say, oh, I want to be like that person. Mm-hmm. I want to be, oh, look at that person. You're trying to get to where they are, and they are just putting on a front.
Exactly. And I think people a lot of times they look at stuff like it's so funny. When we went to Dubai, like when I was at the work, I was like, Oh, you got Dubai money. I was like, I made payments on my trip. What are you talking about? Like, I didn't pay for my trip in one, you know, like one thing. So what it looks like to some people, like the way they look at it, the way they perceive it, and then the way it really is, sometimes it's laughable because people think, oh, well, it's no different than somebody going to the beach 5 times in a year, you know, and you spend money at the beach, but for the same amount of money you spend for a weekend, $500 at the beach, or, you know, whatever, you can do a trip somewhere else, or you can go wherever you want to go. But everybody's goals and everybody's, you know, perspective is, you know, like, I've never been one to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, or whatever. And I've always tried to stay in my lane. And I never looked at somebody and was ever like, oh, I wish I could be like that. I wish I could, you know, be like the people I see on Instagram or TikTok, whatever, because we know, I say we, mean it. I know that most of that stuff is for the people, for the masses. It's acting. A lot of it is acting. I mean, you have some people who really show, you know, their real life stuff or whatever. But a lot of that stuff is acting, you know, and anybody can act, you know, and look like they got $1 million, a whole layer of, you know, $100 bills on top, and then you pull up, it ain't nothing but, you know, a cardboard box or something. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's 'cause a lot of stuff people do it for the likes, the views, and stuff like that. But I know for, you know, real life is not for likes and views. Real life is for survival. Living, you know, and you survive the best way you know how. If you buying a Coach bag or buying a, you know, whatever, design a Birkin bag every week, if that's in your budget, that's fine. I'm not at all envious. By all means, you know, do you.
In my opinion, you waste a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. But that's, you know, like I said, as consumers, we consume whatever we want. We buy what we want. You know, as long as it's in your means, it's okay. But when you trying to just buy stuff because, oh, well, you know, oh, cousin Bessie got that, or my cousin got this, or, you know, even my siblings, like I always tell people with my siblings, we don't compete. You know, we congratulate each other on our accomplishments, and we, you know, each day we all try to strive to be better and do better. But it ain't like, oh, well, you know, oh, yeah, you know, Chris got that new pair of Jordans. He think he hot stuff now. Yeah, that's how he do, you know, or whatever. It's all about being at your own personal level in life and not getting caught up in the, what they call him, acting funny, though. Well, he get them new shoes.
He do be acting funny, though. He be acting he be funny.
Like he can't walk on gravel and stuff.
I sure can't.
You know, but it's, and, you know, when things come to your algorithm and stuff like that, most of the time it's because of stuff that you've already seen and you might have liked or whatever. But it's important that you separate what you see, you know, on the internet from your regular life because... Yeah, a lot of that stuff. I know I can't afford to keep. I wouldn't dare try to, you know, keep up with a lot of the people that I see. You know, them big expensive cars and stuff like that. And I mean, that's good for them, you know. But it's not for my budget. That's out of my price range.
Built like that.
You know.
Well, the thing and another thing I think a lot of people fail to realize is what take into consideration is you don't ever know what somebody had to go through to get what they got.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah, she in Brazil now, but she might have got her ass beat last week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because the eggs was too runny. I mean, you know.
And it's
she
it's,
just healed up. I forgot. Yeah, she happy.
That guy that we post a lot of his stuff. I know one time he said one time in one of his videos, and people don't know that one time I was homeless. And I lost everything. And now because I'm doing this, that, and the third, whatever, whatever. And I was like, wow, well, that's good that he had a moment of transparency because a lot of people, I thought he was still homeless sometimes the way he looked. I don't know. But, you know, when he said that, I was just like, I was listening to another story. And I was like, wow, okay, well, that's good that he had a moment of transparency, you know, because he has a lot of following and all this stuff now when he going places doing things like that. But, you know, I was like, well, that's good because, you know, it's good. Some people make it look like, hey, I just woke up like this. Like, this is just what it is, you know. So, but, yeah, I don't know. Well, how long are we going for? Oh, probably an hour and a half. Okay. Anyway. LT. Okay, cool. We'll go to the next. We got one.
Well,
go ahead, Tyler. Go ahead.
So, you know, I go to work.
You do?
I'm only in the office 2 days a week. And when I go in, you know, they... Oh, I hadn't seen those sneakers, or you got some new sneakers, or you got this, or you got, and I'm like, man, I didn't have this for. Why does the attention, I mean, have to be on? Why can't you just come to work, say good morning, go to your office,
people are curious,
coffee,
especially women. Women are very curious.
I mean,
I don't know. But people are women pay more attention. Women pay more attention to the little things than they pay to big things, you know, and it's something as simple as, you know, you said that one day I had a new pair of work. They were work boots. And someone said, great. I mean, how many pairs of boots you got? And I just looked and I started laughing. I said, three. Why? I only got one. Well, because I rotate my boots out. And, you know, and I'm sitting here talking. I'm like, how you know these new work boots, black work boots?
And here I am trying to explain. I don't have to explain.
But, you know, it's good to know that people pay that much attention to you.
Right.
So, hey, what can we say? You know, people ain't got nothing better to do but to be curious and try to figure out.
That's true, though.
How you afford them new work boots? Well, I got them free because they get boots every 6 months.
And I only use them for work.
Well, men do the same thing. Chris, he'll come home and say the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, oh, man, you got another pair of sneakers? Or you got this? Or it's not just the females, you know.
A lot of people invest in what they want to invest in. Yeah. You know, it's like you got a lot of people. A lot of my coworkers invest in a lot of big ticket guns. And, I mean, like ammunition and now silencers and stuff like that. And I just be like. Wow. They're like, Gray, you don't ever talk about no guns. You got guns. I'll be like, oh, I got
don't worry about what I got.
Yeah, I got guns.
Don't
come,
worry about
come,
that.
You come but I don't sneak work. Up on me and
come
find.
Fuck around
yeah,
and
right.
Find out. That's what you do.
But fuck everybody chooses to spend their money on what they want to spend it on. You know. Please, Faco. But, you know, like I say, as consumers, I know most of the people that I hang out with are very most kind of like-minded people, and we don't try to keep up with too much that we see online because I know. I don't know if we just don't pay that much attention to it.
My bank
we
account just, ain't set up like that. Plus, exactly. I ain't really. I mean, if I'm looking at stuff like that, I'm looking for suggestions of where I want to save up to go. You know what I'm saying?
Keywords,
I'm
exploring. Save up to go.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is how I explore. I'm pre-exploring. Yes. I'm that looks cool. I think I can do that. Yeah. Well, let's start, you know what I'm saying? I start there.
Let's start putting some money aside.
All right. Well, yeah, I can drive. All right. I can probably get this trip in for, you know, $600. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And speaking of trips,
and if everything goes all right, you know, in 6 months, I may be able to go.
Yeah.
$100 really? A month.
If I keep everything.
$25 a week.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right,
see how I do the math.
Yeah.
It's important that you know, everybody lives within their means and their accounts.
And I think that's the difference just between the younger generation and us because, you know, different priorities have been instilled.
Yeah.
And. You know, yeah, you want to have the fun.
Yeah.
And we wanted to have the fun, but we also understood the importance of taking care of business first. Yeah,
always take care of business.
You know what I'm saying? So there was no fun to be had until business was taken care of.
Yeah, and most of the time, I didn't have no extra money to have too much fun after I took care of business.
But you still had what fun you could. I know what I'm saying? Which probably was reduced to.
Sitting at the house.
Double deuces in black and mild.
Hey, I've heard them days.
On a Friday night.
Hey. Some days
with $20 worth of gas.
I think we got three more. That's it, really. Three more. Juan did these last three.
One of the biggest challenges early on in my marriage was the fact that I grew up in a me family and my husband grew up in a we family. Let me break that down. In my family, everyone had their own roles, responsibilities, and duties. You are accountable for what you do. If you do not finish a task, the task will still be waiting for you later, and you are the one person that is responsible for taking care of it. In a me family, you are literally trying not to be the person that is inconveniencing. You don't want to not finish a task or not do something and cause an inconvenience for everyone else. Growing up in a me family can lead to overfunctioning and functioning through hardships because you feel like no one else is going to do it if you don't. It can lead to hyper independence as well as hyper accountability. My husband, however, grew up in a we family, and so if he sees tasks that are not finished or not done, he will just do them without being told to do so. No one is keeping track or keeping tally on who's responsible for what because as a family unit, it just needs to get done, and whoever has the capacity to do it at that point is the one that's going to take care of it. Meshing these two worlds together became more challenging when we had our own family, when we had pets and we had children, we had other responsibilities outside of what we typically had before. I tend to run on a list that's in my head that tells me of the things that I need to take care of, and if I don't take care of them, it could be followed with shame or guilt. Whereas my husband sees a task that needs to be done and is just going to do it. But because we're doing things differently and we don't see things the same way, there's inconsistencies, frustrations, and disappointments and annoyances that can happen. I had to learn that you absolutely can have a sick day. You can just not feel good and not finish a task, and it's not going to be the end of the world. It's still going to get done with or without me. Because he saw, if you are not okay, then we are not okay. Go lay down, go take a break, go on a trip. And I had to fight against my instinct to feel like I was failing or I didn't take care of what I was supposed to be taking care of, and that's my responsibility. And also, feeling like I'm not an inconvenience or a burden to someone. But in a we family, taking care of each other and taking care of the household that you share is not an inconvenience. A we family is more prepared for life's ups and downs. A we family can handle unpredictability and things changing and the capacities changing. A me family starts to grow more and more resentment, more and more frustration, disappointment, and keep tally on what you are or are not doing. Truly breaking the cycle meant that I had to confront the thought processes that I have that keeps me feeling like he's my opposition. I need to learn how to be a we just like he does. And I know that's hard for a lot of people to do because all of the strategies that kept you safe, kept you accountable, kept you taking care of things and in survival mode are things that you have to shed in order to connect and have the family that you actually want. That's breaking the cycle. One of the biggest challenges early on in my marriage.
Wow, that was good. That was good.
That's why I'm the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in a me family. We grew up in a me family. It's your week to wash the dishes. And I said, most of the time, I had multiple weeks I had to wash dishes sometimes. So, nigga, if I didn't do it, that shit was not going to get done. 3 weeks in a row. Hey,
them dishes in there. Mm-hmm.
So you grew up as in a me family with a we mentality.
Yeah, cause them niggas thought we was me. Look, being the baby mean it's you. It ain't we.
Kim said, I kept we from getting our hands in the bush.
We all shared in that endeavor.
Yeah, because Chris got a lot of stuff started for us to get ass busted, but you know, it is what it is. It's okay. But that is a way to look at it. I guess some people did. Ty, what type of household would you say y'all grew? I mean, y'all, you and your brothers. Oh, sorry.
Hey, man.
He got to go outside. Look, everybody got quiet. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. We forgot.
Told you, he the watchdog.
We forgot to mention that Bentley is also on pod this morning. So we forgot to mention that. So he wanted us to know he was here. So you grew up in a week. Oh, well, never mind now then. There you go. Yeah. Somebody's outside. That's all.
Yeah. I grew up in a wee family.
Bentley. Look, Bentley. Bentley boss. Come on, dude.
Let me see.
There's some people backing up out the street. Oh, look, it's the people backing up across the street. Like, we got a whisper, but that's what's happening. But, like, what would you say while Ty was taking a brief intermission?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely the me dude.
The me dude.
I'm definitely the me dude. But it did give some insight, I feel like, you know.
To why?
Well, not only as to why, but also, you know, to the other side, you know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. those are two, like, opposite mentalities and way of life, you know what I'm saying? So I understand how it's, you know, but I also feel like it's almost like the beginning of enabling behavior. Because then if you're a we, you're kind of enabling me. To be like, oh, I ain't got to take care of. It'll get taken care of. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
But it's also important that you communicate. I mean, you know, communicate as well, though.
Well, that's the bridge to the gap right there.
Yeah, because in a me situation, you know, I'm used to always getting it done. And like I always tell people, I do it because I don't have to worry about nobody else letting me down. So right. I know it's going to get done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in a we environment, I mean, we could let it go for 2 days. But after that second day, I'm looking like, oh, ain't nobody going to do it. What? Oh, God, the dishes need to be done or it needs to be mopped or, you know, whatever might need to be done. I'm used to it just being taken care of because I know with me, I know I'm going to always get it done. Mm-hmm. And that's my hyper independence or whatever word she used. But, you know. And I'm okay with it. Sometimes it annoys people, but it don't annoy me. But if it annoys you, you can say, hey, that annoys me. Sit down. You know, you're bothering me or you on my nerves or whatever the case may be.
Making me nervous. You're moving too much.
Yeah, you're moving too much. Sit down. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and wash these dishes or I'm just going to go ahead and do this or whatever, whatever. Because we had responsibilities. We had chores that we had to do.
Mm-hmm.
So each individual person, which would have been a me individual, you know, had chores to do, even if me didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Me would always have to probably do it. You know, it was no we. We didn't speak French in my house.
I know that's right.
You know.
She didn't always have to do all the chores.
Just wash dishes most of the time. So I think in most cases, that's why I don't mind washing dishes.
You washed them so good.
Yeah, I did. I did do a good job washing
dishes.
Did you
have to take trash out too, or did they at least get that done?
Most of the time they would take the trash out. Most of the time. But I don't mind taking
dry and put up.
Dry and put up. Most time let them drip dry and put them up. There was no drying, you know. But getting back to you, Tyra. You said you grew up in a wee family.
Yes, we all partaked in the chores of the house. Yeah, I had a brother.
Shots fired, Chris.
I see.
Yeah,
that.
He was he did vacuuming. He had to vacuum the carpet, and then
that was my job.
I was the bathroom, and then we shared the dishes, washing other dishes. Yeah.
Well, that sounds nice.
Sounded like some sarcasm. That sounded like it was deeply steeped.
Yeah, as I look across the table at my brother.
I don't see none.
But what about, was he, is your brother me or we now?
Oh, I'm sure he we now. I would hope. I hope you done trained him to be we. Look, I hope you, and Bentley's a we. Let me stop. Yeah, I hope Chris is a wee person.
Yeah, Bentley
now.
Said, we got to get up out of here because somebody coming. We got to get me up out of here.
Looking like, listen. Well, Chris, do you think, how do you think? I mean, what's your opinion? Don't just be sitting there dropping your head feeling bad.
Oh, I don't feel bad.
Because y'all made me wash all
the
dishes.
Are you a me or we now?
I would like to think I would like to think I'm a we.
We. Okay.
You do help. Yeah.
Okay. She said sometimes. You do pour Chris, sometimes.
Wait.
But you need to get here and wash these dishes a little bit. He still got his dishes.
Once in a blue moon. Look, I mean, that moon got to be blue.
Yeah. That's why I was a dishwasher.
That sounds oh so familiar, Chris.
No, I like to think I'm a we.
For the most part, right?
Yeah. I would like to think that I
am. So you just don't take out the trash.
I do take.
No.
No, she's saying you don't just take out.
I think
that's how you look like he does more to take out the trash, right?
I was about to say, wait a damn minute.
Chris, no panties.
Oh, you
see
my voice went to another octave?
Chris started singing Soprano.
Yeah.
Babe, I do
it. Y'all
don't want to take out the trash, babe.
Shut that up. Anyway, nigga. Y'all stupid.
But that's cool. Let me see. We got two more. Marvin was posting his butt off this week. Here you go. Oh, I hate stupid thing. Pause.
I'm not mad. Bro, you are upset. I'm not mad. Bro, you are upset. I'm not hurt. Bro, you're hurt. But you don't give it space to exist. So in your mind, you think that you're toughing your way through it. You're white knuckling your problems, but you're internalizing them. They're going to come out in a different, less controllable, more unexpected way. So let's say there is a man whose wife is telling him something that's very pertinent and very important, but her tone doesn't come across in a way that makes him, I don't want to say makes him feel receptive, because that could be spun a different way, but it comes across in a way that has a lot of blaming and accusatory underpinnings, and it makes him feel a way deeply. The most dangerous thing you could tell men to do is ignore feelings. Men who ignore their feelings don't always just get higher in stature. They implode in other ways. And this isn't me guessing. This ain't bro science. This is backed by tons and tons of research. This is backed by all of the hours that I've spent in the field and talking to my other colleagues within the field of therapy and meeting with families and doing family counseling and doing relationship counseling and doing individual counseling with both men and women when they talk about their dating frustrations. So if you feel disrespected when your wife has a certain tone, if you think that you're not going to take that energy and apply it anywhere else, if you don't think you'll punish her with coldness or silence or distance, you're not being honest with yourself. So I would say, no, it's fine if that individual operates that way, but you can't set a standard for masculinity based on the things that you uniquely are strong at. If the way your wife is talking to you is hurting your feelings, you are in, or it's making you upset, or it's making you feel minimized, I think that's an important thing to bring to the table, not in a combative way, but in a way it's like, hey, I want to be able to hear you in this conversation. I can't hear you when you speak to me like that. Whether I should be able to or not does not matter. What matters is I want to be more effective in this space, and in order to be more effective, I need you to have a more respectful tone, because the way it's going now is not working for me. You have to trust your partner. You have to build an ecosystem within your relationship where there's mutual trust and respect. I don't know what you have if you don't have that.
Yeah, bitch. That was great.
That. Expect you to see.
Yeah, I get that.
That's cool.
I get that.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah. That goes back to like what you were saying, that if you don't say something, you don't know. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got to.
And it's how you say it as
well. Well, I mean, yeah, delivery is a...
Delivery is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
It is. It's a wonderful thing. But also, it's
But even... It you have to speak it, but also hear it.
Yeah. If the person is saying something, okay, I understand, but you know, you keep doing the same thing, you're not, you know, processing, you're not hearing what I'm saying.
Right.
You know. So.
And I also like what he said about how if something rubs you the wrong way and you don't deal with it, mm-hmm. how you're gonna implode. You're gonna misplace that aggression, that emotion, that uh-huh. feeling. You're gonna misplace that off of where it actually came from, and it's just like water, you know, pressure bust pipe, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's the same thing, you know what I'm saying? Water takes the path,
all wrong.
You know what I'm saying?
When you implode, it's gonna come out all wrong, because it's just like.
Yeah. And water takes the path of least resistance.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So it, no matter how hard you're trying to stuff it and hold it down somewhere, it's gonna leak. It's gonna come out somewhere. You know what I'm saying. And 9 times out of 10, from my experiences, it's gonna come out in a way and at a time that is no good's gonna come out of it. It's just you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. The intention behind it. Gets totally lost.
At that
lost.
Point, you're just talking at each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Just talking at each other. You're not here. Nope. You know?
But like I said, that's why it's important in a relationship, any relationship.
Conversation, yeah.
You have an ecosystem that mm-hmm. you should understand each other and, you know, your tone and all that stuff. And you should be able to have a rapport with each other also to say, well, hey, you know, when you said that, when you yelled that shit, man, I was pissed. I want you to know that, but we all right now. But I want you to know when you said it, yo, I was ready to snap, crackle, and pop. You know, but
how I look at you, snap my lips, and walk down the room, right?
And that's why I did that.
That what that mean? That what that mean?
That was safety for you.
You was on the line.
Almost seen the upper
you dancing room. On that motherfucker.
I seen Jesus crack the clouds.
Exactly.
Ready to receive you.
He was waiting.
The veil started to rip.
I'm saying, boy.
This is our, this will be our last one. Juan was busy. He wanted us to be busy this week, didn't he? Yeah.
He just texted me a few minutes ago and said, are y'all still recording?
Tell him mind his business. Here's the last one. Oh, wait a minute. Let me go back. Okay, now I hit the mute button, my bad.
Yeah. Okay. See, she talked about me. Kim, you about to get fired.
I wish they would fire me.
See, she can't just rehire me like that. Pay me more money. God. That means you need me.
Oh, no. No, this is a chicken.
That's why I ain't
okay,
doing it.
Go.
She said I couldn't get no more money.
Get it together, Kim.
The product to be an owner.
There.
It is hard to teach a product to be an owner.
Particularly if you have a low self-esteem.
No. You don't hear the profundity of what I said.
Okay.
We came here a product.
Oh, no.
We were for sale.
No, I got what you said.
So the idea that the product is now an owner.
I got what you said.
Is a role reversal that our mentality doesn't always embrace, even with an education. Because education is often indoctrination.
Yes.
What we need is to have it modeled in front of us, what it looks like to see somebody who looks like us, who owns and is not being owned. If we don't change our mind, we'll never be able to change our money. It is hard to teach a product to be an owner.
Okay. It looped around.
Speak on it. You got me on that one. I don't know. Yeah, I could identify with product. The rest of them, but I just, yeah. But that may be because I'm not a TD Jakes fan.
But now we're the owner. So that means like we were brought up here sold as slaves. But Chris. Now we own ourselves. So.
Not even so much own ourselves. Well, I mean, it's hard for us as a product to own something ourselves. Yeah. Like to be purchasers, to be lenders instead of borrowers kind of deal. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, because when we came over here, when our ancestors came over here, they wasn't equipped to buy homes and own stuff and everything because we were property.
Mm-hmm.
But he was saying, you know, you have to change your mind in order to change your money, meaning like how the new generation, you know, like that. That's my interpretation. Juan could come next week and say that was all wrong. Yeah, I don't know.
But it makes sense what you will. But because at that point, he will have listened to it and then he will have armed himself with all of the opposing views.
All of them.
See how harmonious we have been today?
Yeah.
We have like been on one accord.
In one accord.
Yeah.
In a Honda Accord.
Yeah. Untie my bow tie, so I'm still on my Honda.
Yeah, it has been. Hopefully we did actually record.
I'm on the board, and, y'all. So and I got my levels. I did what my brother said.
Okay.
Juan, you showed me right, bro. I got you, man. Yeah.
So that was all y'all wanted to speak about on that little thing.
Okay.
Because I'm not a big T.D. Jakes fan anyway. You know.
I mean, do you have to be a T.D. Jakes fan to speak on?
If he makes a point.
I don't know. Sometimes his voice and the way he talks and stuff, it distracts me so much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it does. It aggravates me to the point to where it's just like,
Well, yeah, change your mindset.
Yeah, I should.
I can understand that, changing your mindset.
Definitely. Yeah.
That's with anything, not just what he said. With money. You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's our last snippet. I don't know what the heck you would call it, but that's our last snippet. So we're going to conclude this week.
Oh, by the way, I hope whoever you was rooting for in the Super Bowl won.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever, that matters. You know, my team wasn't in it, so.
Mine either, but I see they still hyping up Blue Bunny. Oh, Bad Bunny. Bad.
And the ice cream's good too. Yeah. I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Yeah, a lot of people are supporting him, because a lot of people after the Super Bowl, they did an interpretation thing, mm-hmm. and they was on certain. I seen certain snippets where it was saying things.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Oh, that's really good. They should have did that during the Super Bowl."
Yeah, that
would have been nice,
because it was a good show. Mm. But you didn't know the significance of what was going on if you didn't know the history of Puerto Rico or some of that stuff behind it. Yeah. If you've never been to Puerto Rico, then you never would have known the significance of, you know, the taco stand and the little, we call them Italian ices, but they call them something else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But little stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Or like I saw one where when he climbed the pole, telephone pole.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that they had they're in an energy crisis. They have a lot of power outages. So it was symbolic for him to say that I'm gonna go up here and do the work because Puerto Rico is known to stick together.
Well, what was the purpose of the marriage? People get married on stage.
They're just having a wedding.
Okay. I kind of understood a lot of that other stuff.
I think that was just the first and some hype.
Okay.
Hype.
Okay. Well,
I really wish they would have had subtitles up under, at least so you could go along with it.
Yeah, that's one time I needed subtitles, and I hate subtitles because they're a distraction to me.
They can't put donkey on the screen.
Anyways, as I said, this concludes our weekly podcast. Tyra, thank you for seeing me.
Thank you for having me. You know,
yes, we enjoyed it.
I can tell you, anybody knows that I'm just not up this type of this time of morning. I'm still.
And you did so well. She speaks so well.
She sounds awake.
She spoke so eloquently.
Yeah, but I appreciate this. And,
we appreciate you coming.
Come back again.
You'll be here anytime.
Resident Philly.
Well, her and Tanya can just fight. They can just have my place on some days. Anyway, you can catch us on any other stream.
All your platforms that you get your streaming, even Apple, or I can
on our website.
Yep. And what's that?
Is it
GrayFam?
No.
3SGPod. Dot
fam.
dot GRAY8FAM.
Okay.
Look, that's a damn shame.
Y'all need to have your stuff together. Y'all don't even know. Y'all want to get your stuff together.
This is Juan's part.
Yeah, this is Juan's part. But just catch us on any other streaming
services. Any streaming platforms.
Great8fam.com.
Yeah.
3SGPod on Instagram.
There you go.
Or any streaming service.
Yeah, or anywhere you catch your pods. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, have a great week.
Enjoy the rest of your day. And if it ain't a great week, make it a great week. We love you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.